Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Can I get a soul clap? What's going on? The mayor's in the building. Yo, stand up, man, if your team has won a game this season. Yeah, stand up. Stand up. I mean, for real, stand up if your team won a game. You know what I mean? Shout out to Chicago, New Orleans, Seattle, New England, Miami. You know what I'm saying? Denver, Kansas City. 3-0. Giants, Redskins, Vikings. My beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Pittsburgh Steelers, wow. Jacksonville, that was to be expected. 0-3. I don't know what to say. You got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio after further review, man. You know what it is. It's Tuesday night, man. I just had to get that out of my system, man. We 3 weeks into the NFL season. And it's kind of like topsy-turvy, man, if you ask me, man. Up is down and down is up. You know, look at the Miami Dolphins. No disrespect to the Miami Dolphins, but I guess they mean business now, that, you know, with that little uniform change, the Dolphin looking all mean and all that. But my thing about Miami is, you know, show me, you know, play New England, beat New England, and then, you know, I'll be a believer. Right now, I'm not really buying. You beat Cleveland, all right, cool. You know what I mean? You know, you beat Atlanta at home. Good game, no doubt. But if you want to, you know, take that next step and be like you're going to be competition for the Patriots this season, beat the Patriots. You know, so that's where I'm at with that, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. It's going down once again. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. We here, man. Wanted to touch on a few things, man, before we jump into a thing. The NBA nicknames on the uniforms. I don't know what David Stern is thinking about. But I don't think that's a good idea at all. You know, first of all, it's like, you know, you're already spending money on the five different Miami Heat jerseys that LeBron James got his name on in the first place, right? So now you're going to add two or three more other jerseys with King James on it. And the other part about the Jesus Shuttlesworth, I don't know if that's going to fly because that's a movie character. So, you know what I'm saying? So why are you, you know, and Andre Kirilenko played for the Brooklyn Nets. You know what I'm saying? Is he going to have AK-47 on the back of his jersey? That's his nickname. So, what's the deal? So, I'm just looking at it. It's like David Stern is just really trying to, you know, make some live things happen. You know what I'm saying? Before he get out here, February 14th is his last day as NBA commissioner. So, he really wants to, you know what I mean, add some stuff to the game or whatever. But I think he already did with the jerseys with the sleeves on them, with the T-shirt jerseys. So I think he should just leave well enough alone with that. But, yeah, man, you got the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. It's Tuesday night. Shout out to Big Rich, man, the big homie. Holding down the whole situation. Miss Lavina behind the board, you know what I mean. Shout out to the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know. They haven't won since 1992, and now they can call themselves winners, you know. They're basically guaranteed a playoff spot, you know. But you know, this is sports, and anything can happen. So I mean, they've you know, got a winning season for the first time in 21 years since 1992, you know. And they have a good team, and I think that, you know, for them to make the playoffs would be a grand statement in itself, you know. But they got to win. Now, that wild card, when they play that wild card game, because they're probably not going to win the division, because I think it's like six games left in the season, and St. Louis is up by two on Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. So they got to get ready to play that wild card game. So now if you get into the wild card game and you lose that, you go home. You're done. Because that's how baseball is now. They broke it. They added another playoff team. So the two teams with the two second place teams with the best records will play each other. So in this example, I'm using the National League team. I'm using Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, they play in the wild card one game. The winner moves on. The loser goes home. You made the playoffs, but you play one game. You go home. So if Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh would play Atlanta in the division series. So you have to win to get into the playoffs. Just because you're in the playoffs, it don't necessarily mean you got to have a series. It's just one game. That's what you get for not winning your division. And I think that's a good thing that baseball added, because it makes winning the division adds importance to it. You know, and you could make the playoffs, but you could go in one game and lose, and that's it. You go back, you're back to square one. But speaking of that, my Yankees, I think my Yankees, my beloved Yankees, are basically done. It's a wrap for us this season, because we're losing games in ways that we shouldn't lose. We don't deserve to make the playoffs. I'm a Yankee fan through and through, and I don't think we deserve to make it the way we're playing. We're losing right now at home against Tampa Bay. So, CeCe's done for the season. What are we going to do? Jeter's not playing. We don't have no line. We're crippled right now. So I don't even think we're worthy of a playoff spot. That's just me being a Yankees fan. And speaking truth to power, man. That's what it is, man. Give the other teams a shot, man. Shout out to Manny Machado from the Baltimore Orioles, man. I saw that, your knee buckle, man. You're just running the bases. Look kind of, bad, but I hope you're all right, man. This is not that serious. You're not going to need surgery, so that's a good look. Shout out to the other teams that made the playoffs. Boston Red Sox are in. Oakland A's are in. Still waiting for the Detroit Tigers. What's up with that, Ziggy? Still waiting for your Detroit Tigers, man. And the Cleveland Indians are making a run at it. I told Ziggy before the season started that the Cleveland Indians, Terry Francona is not going to, go for that losing attitude and that losing atmosphere in Cleveland. So they're making a run at it right now. So, again, we was at the same place last year with the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox, and now they're going through it again for all that, goodness and great of a team that they supposedly have. Why they can't win the division? Get it done. Boston did it. Oakland did it. Atlanta did it. You know what I'm saying? The Dodgers did it. So what's up with the Tigers? The hunt for October is about to go down. The season, this is the last week of the baseball season, so everybody's getting everything ready for the playoffs. Playoffs start October 2nd, I believe. And the Yankees won't be there. And it's okay. Things happen, such is life, man. It's always next year. We'll be back in the building next year, man. But back on to the NFL, man. What you going to do? My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we're 0-3, staring 0-4 in the face. And a bunch of other teams are 0-3. They staring 0-4 in the face. So some teams aren't used to that. But again, it's a different season now. A lot of teams are coming up. Shout out to Cincinnati Bengals, man, for beating Green Bay at home 34-30 on Sunday. That was a great game. That was a game that Cincinnati would have lost in prior years. You know what I'm saying? So, but they did what they had to do. And the situation out with Denver, they're 3-0 or whatever. And people talk like they're going to be 16-0. That's not going to happen. Negative. Negative on the 16-0 for Denver, okay? And as far as, Denver doing cleaning up in the regular season, that's to be expected. Everybody knew that Denver was going to do their numbers. Show me something in the playoffs. You had your chance last year and you blew it at home. So I'm not really, this is just a walk in the park for you right now. The real season starts when the playoffs start. Win a division, get home field advantage, and then we could rock and see what it is. You went to the same song and dance last year. So I'm rocking out Peyton Manning, 12 touchdown passes after three games. That's lovely. That's a beautiful look. But then you got Von Miller. He's suspended. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really, Denver Broncos, okay, what? So be it. Rock out to the fans. Y'all rock out and y'all do what y'all do. Y'all just hope that the playoffs are a better look for y'all this year than it was last year. You got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace after further review. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. San Francisco 49ers, they look like they not ready for prime time, man. And hopefully that they, you know, that Super Bowl, them not winning the Super Bowl, you know, didn't really curb their appetite or curb their hunger to win, man, because Indianapolis made them look real kind of serious. And I'm not going to remind nobody, but I did pick Indianapolis to go to the Super Bowl and the Dallas Cowboys. So I'm not really gloating or nothing like that, but Indianapolis is supposed to win these type of games, okay? They have a team that is capable of going a long way in the playoffs, and who knows, okay? So, you know, and that win right there over the 49ers, a 20-point win on the road, you know, is indicative of, you know, what they should do and what they're capable of doing throughout the season. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what can I say? You know, I'm really about ready to throw the towel in already after week three, you know, because it's mayhem and it's chaos going on in the locker room, and Greg Schiano's not looking like he's the right fit for my Buccaneers. And, you know, I think that my opinion about Josh Freeman so far this season, he's done what he's had to do. He's not had any outstanding numbers that make you go, oh, okay, he's going to be my fantasy dude. You know what I'm saying? But he's done what he had to do, okay? Against the Jets, okay? We put him in field goal position, okay? We did what we had to do. Against New Orleans, put us in position to win, okay? Maybe against the Patriots, it wasn't his brightest days, you know what I mean? But that's to be expected with Josh. But we still shouldn't be 0-3. I'm not blaming 0-3 on Josh Freeman, and I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. And I'm not, and I was on Josh Freeman real hard body karate, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even on him like that. Yo, the line is blowing up, man. Press 1 to get on the air. You know what I mean? You already did the hard part. You dial 646-200-3838. Now all you gotta do is press 1, man. Let's get it popping, man. You know what I mean? The mayor's in the building, man. GQ Palace after further review, man. Let's get it on. 646-200-3838. Somebody press 1. Anybody press 1. The Jets did what they had to do against Buffalo. That was a game they would have lost the prior years. I'm not saying Geno is the truth, but I think he's a lot better than what they probably would have had. You know what I mean? So as long as he's doing his numbers, he's going to make rookie mistakes. You know what I mean? But he's also going to make plays. So I'm saying ride it till the wheels fall off, man. You know what I mean? Long as Mark Sanchez is playing the sideline like that, so be it. Let Geno Smith rock. So, I mean, you know, the Jets are 2-1. You know what I mean? And do they mean business? Or are they, you know, just you know, putting up smoke and mirrors again? You know, because that division could be real, real special, man. If Miami is 3-0, New England's 3-0, and the Jets are, you know, I ain't going to say for real, or they going to be respectable. I need the Jets to be respectable. Shout out to Craig G and Sadat X. You know what I mean? I need the Jets to be respectable. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to, you know, drive you mad. But I think Geno Smith is going to do some good things for them. We got our first caller in the building. You know what it is when the bell ring. Ziggy, what's good, man? Representing the Michigan area. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my G.
What's going on? What's going
everything,
on?
Everything. What's happening?
I want to give you shout out to your for your pick, for your bold prediction that everybody thought you was crazy with.
Right.
Because the way the Colts beat the 49ers, they physically beat them
right.
up.
Right.
And it was like, wow, this is actually how the 49ers usually do things.
Mm-hmm.
And with that 1-2 punch.
You see, Armand Bradshaw was running like a man possessed, right?
And it's almost like, I'm going to have to tell you, watching that game, it's almost like they got two. For that trade, they got two players now.
Uh-huh.
They got Trent Richardson, and they got a rejuvenated Bradshaw.
Right, exactly. The defense is kind of like, dude, got to do some other things now. Okay,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I saw from last year, I like, you know, everybody talks about RG3 and Russell Wilson, and, you know, and I don't think Andrew Luck was getting enough attention to what he was doing. He didn't do as good as RG3 and Russell Wilson. Don't get it twisted. But coming into the season, Ziggy, all the talk was about Andrew Luck.
And then everybody talking about, I'm seeing all the 16-0 going
right.
around.
I think
the Colts will give Denver fits. I think Kansas City will give Denver fits.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, everybody's not open. I don't even know why ESPN put that on primetime last night.
Right. I mean, you know, it's good for conversation for people who want to conversate and speculate and, you know, assume and all of that. But for real heads like, you know, myself and yourself, you know what I mean, we're going to talk to it because it's a situation like 16-0 is not going to happen because they're going to have the division clinch, they're going to have home field clinch, and then why are you going to play those dudes?
Hey,
you understand what I'm saying? So that's first of all.
Most people ain't going to look at it like
that.
Right,
but that's them. You know what I'm saying, but as far as again, like I said earlier, opening up the show, Ziggy, Denver could go 16-0, and then you know what? They could lose at home in the playoffs.
Right.
We saw this song and dance last year. So what are you saying to me about all they doing is what they're supposed to do? They supposed to beat Oakland on a Monday night. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Peyton Manning is not supposed to throw 7 touchdowns on Baltimore. But hey, it happens. You know what I mean? So now, whatever you do, Denver, is cool with me. Get to the playoffs, and then let's talk about it.
Yeah, because it's almost like, okay, we got to press restart again.
Mm-hmm.
Lost to Baltimore. Now you got to press restart again and go through the same thing.
They're the same thing again. You know what I mean? So again, man, you know, shout out to all the people, man, that fall for the okey-doke, and that's what I'm going to call it, because it's a 16-game season. You know what I'm saying? 17 weeks, you know what I mean? And it's like we talk about baseball or whatever. It's not a sprint, my G. It's a marathon. Anything can happen between now and then. Look at a team like, I'm not even going to say Tampa Bay. I'm going to say an 0-3 team like Pittsburgh. By week 10, they might be 7-3. Who knows? Then you know, nobody will be talking about how they started out 0-3. You know what I mean? But I'm just disappointed in my Bucks, man. I mean, I'm almost ready to throw in the towel already, my G. It's 0-3, and it's not looking any better, man. Word, I'm about almost ready to concede that Detroit game, man.
Are you serious?
Almost, man.
You ain't even nothing but 3 games in.
Nah, man. You see how we lost the first two? You see how we lost to New England? That was the real Bucks right there.
Y'all was in it. You were in it.
To win.
Didn't make no plays.
Real Bucks right there. I mean, we was in the other two games. We should have won the first two games. We should have won them. We should have won the first two games.
I understand about losing. If anybody understands about losing, it's me.
Yeah, man, but I mean, and people like saying, you know, Josh is garbage and this and that, and I tend to agree with him. But the first two games of the season, Josh did what he had to do.
Both times. You were in it both games. I mean, all the games that you lost, especially that first one. That first one, Josh did his thing, and the second one.
The first game, when we need to get in field goal range, the draw play to Doug Martin got us like about 17 yards, and then he went for a big play to Vincent Jackson. Josh, that's all Josh needed to do. He did his numbers against New Orleans. We did our numbers. He did it. You know what I mean? So I wasn't pinning nothing on Josh. Those losses was not on Josh Freeman. Okay? The game against New England the other day was like 19-41. He threw for 236, no touchdowns. He had an interception. He got sacked 3 times. I mean, that's regular Josh numbers. You know what I'm saying? But we got to win, man. We got to win. We got to definitely win. All we do is giving up field goals. We gave up 2 touchdown passes and 3 field goals. You know what I'm saying? So my defense is not the problem. It's the offense. We don't score no points. We don't score no points, yo. We don't do enough to win games. And we, you know, we only have 4 penalties, which is a good look. You know what I mean? We cut down on the penalties. You know what I'm saying? But as far as everything else, the bottom line number, Ziggy, the proof is in the pudding number. We 0-3, son. We 0-3. You know what I'm saying? And we got Arizona at home. And Arizona's not no joke.
And the thing about it is, you putting up the white flag on.
Yeah, man, because I don't want to get my hopes up, man. Because
like we
lose 2 more games. We lose 2 more games. We'll be done. We can't lose 5 or 6 games and expect to be in the playoffs. The NFC is going to be tough, man. The NFC is going to be tough. And we got to win. You know what I'm saying? We lost the division game already. You know, and the AFC East is just doing us dirty. The Patriots and the Jets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But go ahead.
But the thing about it is, Indianapolis and Seattle showed the whole blueprint on how to beat the 49ers, and which is in how to make Kaepernick look bad by bumping and running his all his receivers across
the
board.
It's just a timing, yes. It's a timing thing. It's a timing thing. You throw that off, you've got
throwing
them.
It off, but they just can't get open. None of the
San Francisco,
receivers can get
Francisco's
open.
Better, San Francisco's better than what they've shown. I think they're going to, you know, they're just going through a little something right now. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to come back to life, man. I think they, you know, this game against St. Louis on Thursday night is going to be a track meet, fam. Because the Rams are, I don't know what happened to them against Dallas, you know, but they'll be home. And I want to see Tavon Austin.
You know that was Marco Murray's second 200-yard game against the Rams.
But see, that was Dallas Cowboys right there. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, that's one of the reasons why I was like, you know what, I got an eye on them. I think they're going to do some things this year. They might mess around and be an 11-5 team. They play week after next, week five, they play Denver at home. So that's gonna be a game right there to see where they at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that same week five, you got Detroit at Green Bay, you got New England at Cincinnati, you got the Saints at the Bears. You know what I'm saying? You got Seattle at Indianapolis. So I mean, there's good games all over. Houston at San Francisco is a Sunday night game.
We got a tough one this week.
Yeah.
Chicago.
With Detroit.
Chicago, yep.
Yeah. But you know what? It's at home, man. So you know what? As far as the Lions, who have not looked all that bad, you know what I'm saying? What's up with Reggie Bush?
He hurt. He was hurt. Well,
he played against Chicago?
He could have played, but they kept him out. I'm kind of glad they kept him out because now we can see what Bell was about. And, you know, it's just not it's not like the whole world coming to an end because Bush is standing over on the sideline in street clothes.
Right.
So that was a good thing. He'll be back this week.
But, yeah, man, I just say, like, my team is, you know, we can't be 0-4. We got Arizona next. Then, thank goodness, we got a bye. So, I'm not trying to go into my bye 0-4, man.
I'm more worried about we need us another receiver.
Oh, your man, yeah, Burleson broke his arm or something?
Yeah, he's riding down the freeway and
at 2:00
he said
in the morning?
He had a piece of box fell on the floor and he was trying to pick it up. And he ran into the media. He's done for at least 8 weeks.
And since, he couldn't call Domino's?
I'm
just
not.
Saying.
I guess 2:30 in the morning, I guess.
Yeah,
not.
I'm just saying. Well, oh well. Such is life. But so any surprises, anything stand out to you this weekend of games?
After you go through the review, I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I still on that Kansas City bandwagon though.
You still on, I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, man, they went into Philly, man, and did what they were supposed to do, man. That's all. If you're a team that's going to be playoff material and plan on doing some big things like the Chiefs are planning on doing, they have to, you know, win these type of games. And then the Eagles.
You know what,
like,
I don't understand about folks, and I really don't understand this, is I don't know if it's just being a microwave society and everything just by your fingertips and everybody wanting so fast. That if you're not, and it almost looks like if you're not Brady, Manning, Aaron Rodgers, or Drew Brees, all the other outside of them four, everybody else is considered garbage. And I don't want to, you know, like Alex Smith is garbage. Okay, he's not pretty, but he's not
Alex Smith is not garbage. Alex Smith never was garbage. I'm an Alex Smith fan.
I've seen it several times. I heard folks, Alex Smith is garbage. It's garbage.
Alex Smith ain't garbage. And you know what? If Colin Kaepernick keep playing the way he's going, who gonna look like the idiot?
Well,
Alex Smith is no joke. All Alex Smith needed was a situation, and he
got our
situation
ago?
Now.
Didn't I tell you that 6 months ago?
I knew that when he was playing for the 49ers. I like Alex Smith. I was like, Alex Smith is the truth. I like him. You know what I mean? But things happen. You know what I mean? They see, like you said, they see, you know, couldn't see the forest for the trees. Adam Smith won playoff games. You know what I mean? He did his numbers. So what else did he need to do?
He don't lose. You give him a 10-point lead at a certain time. He don't lose it for you.
Yo, hold on 1 second. That's the bell. We got to call on the line. Shay, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on? How can we help you?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. What's going on, Shay? What's the deal?
Chilling.
I think
what y'all was just talking about with Alex Smith, like you said, if Kaepernick keep losing, boy, Harbaugh gonna look like a fool.
Right, right. And among other things, they don't need that right now. You know what I mean? They got Alden Smith, you know what I mean? He wanna blow the trees down and they still let him play and now he's gone now. You know what I mean? And on top of that, the situation with Kaepernick is not getting any better because they might be hip to him right now.
It's not Kaepernick's fault, though. When he do his three-step drop, he's expected to look at it. When he looks to the outside, you ask, first of all, his offensive coordinator is telling him to run less and throw more. Okay, with that in mind, if you want me to do that and not play make, you're going to have to actually get open after 5 yards. Because when he doing his three-step drop and he looking around and he got his wide receiver still getting up off the ground every time,
but man, the
trying
bottom
to get
line
into his route.
The bottom line is, man, the defenses have been hip to that now. They had a whole year to look at film and to get their keys right. So now it's up to Kaepernick now. He has to adjust. Because remember before we were talking about
the receivers, before
adjust.
I blame
well,
him.
I mean,
before
you got,
I put it on
you, got you got Anquan Boldin.
Right? That's what I'm trying to say.
You're not utilizing Vernon Davis, right?
Vernon Davis hurt.
You know what I mean? Yep. And you let go. You let what's my man that they let go to Tennessee? Delanie Walker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got rid of him. So
they,
I mean, the 49ers,
yeah.
I don't know what to say about them. They, you know, has the league caught up to them already? Is it that serious with them? Where they like all panicking?
I think it's just bad timing right now. They
it is in a little slump. They'll be all right.
I think just because they went to the Super Bowl last year, they gonna walk into people building. They supposed to lay down.
No, that's not gonna. See, that's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. And, you know,
nah.
When Indianapolis hit them in the mouth, and they realized that Indianapolis wasn't playing
I'm
with them.
I'm telling you,
gonna,
man. I'm trying to tell people about the Colts, man. The Indianapolis Colts. They all right. They all right. They all right. And the proof of being the pudding when they win that division.
Did you see Ahmad Bradshaw in the springs and the steps?
Yeah, he was running like, you know, he was running like his job was on the line.
Right.
He was running like, oh, snap, they went and got Trent Richardson for real? Oh, man, let me get busy here. Yeah, man.
Can he do that for a whole season without getting hurt?
Yeah, it's
though?
A two-headed monster. I think that's the hope.
If that's the hope, then that's just enough. Like you said, that's just like they traded for two people. You know, Ahmad Bradshaw came back to life. You know what I mean? He's resurrected himself, and him and Trent Richardson and Andrew Luck and Reggie Wayne and Kobe Fleener, they're going to get busy.
And they still got speed with Bay. And they still got speed on the outside with
Hazler
Bay and T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, and T.Y. Hilton. I forgot all about him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I like the Colts, man. I just think they, you know, a sleeper pick, you know, and everybody, you know, the sexy picks is Denver, you know what I'm saying, and Seattle and all that. I said, let me go outside the box. You know what I'm saying? Let me just go somewhere where people will be bugging out. And let me tell you, my dude, they was bugging. They was like, yo, what? Indianapolis? I was like, yeah, no. Indianapolis. They're like, no.
I thought about you that whole game. When they started hitting them in their mouth and when I seen when they was at the 1 yard line and when Bradshaw called himself trying to jump over the pile,
mm-hmm.
I was like, Oh, no doubt. Here we go.
No doubt. But Shay, what's good, man? So what's your team, man?
New England.
Oh, y'all! So y'all just gave it to us, man. You know, I'm a stand-up dude. I'm a Tampa Bay dude. That's my team. I go back with them hard body karate. You know what I mean? So, and I stand up and represent. Y'all gave it to us. Y'all beat us. I know a couple of Patriots fans. Shout out to my man Richie Santos. Salute, fam. Y'all gave it to us. Y'all beat us by 20. Now
that's
you can have
I'm
the
saying.
Floor as a Patriot fan. You can have the floor. Welcome to the biggest show. This is how we do. We are gonna give you the floor and let you speak about your team because y'all team gave it to my Buccaneers. It's on you.
Everybody was on our backs after week two.
Right.
After week two, Brady needs some receivers. We need to go get this and go get that. But
people
ain't realizing the defense is playing a lot better this year than they have been the last couple years. And on top of that, for us to be 3-0 with the way we've really been looking, that's kind of scary dealing with a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick team, because we ain't going to do nothing but get more healthy. We get Gronk back. If we can keep Amendola out there for somewhat, and the rookie receivers ain't going to do nothing but get better over time with Brady, so we're looking real scary if you ask me.
I hear you saying the building, no doubt. That's what it is. So, I mean, how far are you seeing your Patriots going? Are you seeing your Patriots being like a factor to get, you know, to get to the big game, or how far do you see them going this season?
Yeah, we always a factor for that. You know that.
But I'm saying, and the reason why I asked you that, man, my dude, is because, you know, it's been like 8 years since y'all seen some shine. So I'm just, you know,
I'm just saying.
It's been a minute, you know what I mean?
We do to win the big game.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
We lost two tough ones to the Giants. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. You know what I mean?
Salute. Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's better. That pass old boy caught on his helmet. They said he hadn't caught a pass in 2 weeks in practice before that. He catches on his helmet. You know
and
what
then
I
the
mean?
Other one, the other one, the Manningham, right?
Yeah. I mean, then the Shafi Sane was dropped a wide open pick.
Right.
That
would
have
sealed the
game anyway. Yeah. We wouldn't even have to worry about that. He dropped a wide. Eli threw it right to him. He dropped that pick.
Let me ask you, as a Patriot fan, did Wes Welker drop that, or did Tom Brady overthrow him in the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna say Wes Welker dropped that.
Because you know why you gonna say that? Because that's what he did. He dropped that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what, though, Shay? I'm gonna say this to that subject right there. A lot of people say, well, Brady overthrew. Well, nah. And you know what? Because he's suspect. He drops a lot of passes.
Oh, there he dropped one or two last night.
Yeah, he dropped a couple last night. He dropped a couple against Baltimore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, to now that gives credence, not to, you know, disrespect the Patriots or nothing, but Wes Welker dropped that pass, and I'm going to leave it. And I just want to get it from a Patriot fan, that's all. And I salute you for calling in, my dude. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, who looked good to you this week, man, besides your Patriots?
The Colts look good. See, I'm from Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
And the Colts look good. I didn't think they stood, to be honest with you, I didn't think they stood a chance to beat the 49ers. One of my buddies tried to bet me, but I didn't take the bet because he wanted 10 points, and I was like, nah, I ain't giving you 10 points.
I
was like, it's any given Sunday, especially the way that the 49ers looked the week before against the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
The Colts look good, and I'm with Ziggy on the 49ers. The receivers just ain't getting no separation. If he ain't got Vernon Davis in there, Vernon Davis is the only boy he got out there that can get some separation.
And Vernon Davis didn't play last week.
Right.
All the defensive coordinators are probably doing, like you said, is disrupt the timing.
Disrupt the timing.
You know what I mean? And now they stuck. They don't. You know what I mean? The offense is discombobulated, all out of place, and Colin Kaepernick looks average. You know what I mean?
He sure do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. So basically, I think the 49ers will get it together, but they got to hurry up because teams is creeping on a come up out there in the West, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This
game against St. Louis is gonna be a measuring stick of where they at. You know what I mean? And I want to see Tavon Austin. I want to see that secondary against the 49ers receivers and see what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? And if the 49ers don't do it this week, then.
Seattle's trying to run away with it. They're trying to go
running
hard now.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They're going to do, you know, their numbers. Everybody thinks they're going to win, and that's what they're doing. They're winning. And, and that's why I'm mad at my Buccaneers, man, because look at Atlanta. How Atlanta going to go down to Miami and lose? Is Miami that good? I don't think so.
all either, but they playing.
I don't
playing,
think so,
they
but they 3-0.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how it is. It's not basketball. Where
I know. I was trying to tell my man that.
Everybody gets a chance here. Everybody gets a chance. Everybody get a chance at the beginning of the season, and once you get to, once you start believing, that's one. Mm-hmm. That's half the battle right there.
But
if you believe you can win.
He was on it like my dude was on it like. Ryan Tannehill ain't getting enough pub. He's one of them dudes that should be up there like RG3 or Russell Wilson. And this. Well, he's got to do what he's got to do. Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep
winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep winning. When you play New England, holler at me. Okay?
Yeah.
You beat Cleveland. Yeah, you beat Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Beat New England. You beat the Patriots.
Right.
Then, you know, we'll be like, okay, we got to look out for Miami. Miami's a team that's on the rise, and they coming to get that AFC East. You know what I'm saying?
And Atlanta was supposed to be one of the sexiest picks.
Atlanta was supposed to go to the Super Bowl the last 2 years.
Right.
I don't want to hear nothing from no Atlanta fans. They were supposed to go to the Super Bowl the last 2 years. Atlanta.
And then they lost
that game to the Giants 24-2, and then they lost last year. So I'm not messing with Atlanta, yo. I don't trust Atlanta as far as Matt Ryan, please. Tell me this,
the mayor is.
Yes, sir.
Is Pittsburgh missing Mike Wallace?
Yeah. I think they are because he was one of the people that, you know, now that defense has put the cap over them. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the people that could stretch the defense.
That's exactly what I said, too.
Right.
I said, they missing Mike. That's why Brian Hartline's clowning for Miami.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Exactly, my dude. And I'm trying to snatch him up, too. Brian Hartline, that's right. You're right. You're exactly right, my G. That's right. You know what I'm saying? But Pittsburgh, man, did we try to tell Kia?
Hey, I'm waiting on her because
you know what I'm saying.
I just beat her. I beat her last night. So
I got her this week in fantasy. I got Kia this week. It's about to be a real sad situation for her. But
That's who I told that Pittsburgh was gonna miss Mike Wallace. She told me I was crazy. Mike Wallace don't do nothing to drop passes.
Did she say please and
SMH, you're crazy. I'm not gonna talk to you.
But I think that the Steelers are in trouble, man. The Steelers gonna be a long season for the Steelers, man.
Right.
And as long as they don't talk about trying to, you know, do something to Mike Tomlin, man, because he really knows that everybody goes through something, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. Because what they didn't always have.
I would hope
they
not. Because the Steelers, that's not how the Steelers do.
That's
they
how they style.
They keep coaches for 5 or 6 years. They keep coaches for utter, man. Chuck Noll,
right.
Bill Cowher. How many coaches they had? Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, you know, Mike Tomlin. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's not in Pittsburgh's DNA to say, okay, we had a bad season because we got to fire the coach. Nah. You know what I'm saying? So all they're going to do is rebuild, get stronger, but, you know, Kia carries the torch. And my man Sleek, they carry the torch for the Steelers, hard-body karate. And I ain't mad at them. But the truth is the truth, my G. You know what I'm saying? And we just try to give them the truth over here after further review, man. You know what I mean? And like my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, we suffering right now. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be all right. And I'm not blaming it on Josh. I'm not going to blame it on Josh. I'm blaming it on the locker room turmoil, man. And they not listening to that dude, Shiano, man. But I'm one of those dudes, Shay, that said they should have never fired Raheem Morris. That's just me.
Right.
That's just my opinion about it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? We should have never fired Raheem Morris, my dude, because we was coming off a 10-6 season, right? And I'm going to tell you when it happened. When it all went down, when we went out to San Francisco 2 years ago, we went out to San Francisco, and by the time we got off the plane, it was 28-0. We lost that game. We lost that game 48-3, and we had 1-3 in a row. We beat Minnesota, we beat Atlanta, we beat Indianapolis Colts. We went out to San Francisco, and by the time we got off the plane, it was 28-0, and that's what he lost. And then the next week. I think we played the Saints and we won, but every game after that we lost. We finished 4-12.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And Raheem got blamed for that. And I think they should have let Raheem rock that next season, and we would have been all right. Because Josh Freeman ain't been right since his rookie year.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? We could talk about it, dude. I'm glad you called, my G, because we get to that. You know what I'm saying? And I just believe, as far as my team is concerned, you know, we went and hired that dude, Greg Schiano, from Rutgers. What did he do at Rutgers?
Right.
He
exactly.
had Ray Rice. What did he do?
I was wondering the same thing. I was scratching. I said, did they find him a diamond in the rough or something?
You know what I'm saying? When he got some pictures of the Glazers or something, what's popping? What's
right.
And I'm a Tampa Bay fan from way back. I go back with them from day one. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, why did you fire Raheem Morris and then turn around and hire this rah-rah dude? We went and got Darrell Revis. We went and got Golson. You know what I mean? We got Vincent Jackson. We put pieces to win. My thing was, and Ziggy will tell you, Shay, Ziggy will tell you, I was like scraping Josh Freeman. Like, Josh Freeman is the bum. He's a step above who? Mark Sanchez.
That was me.
But I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I can say that. I'm a Buccaneer fan. But what does Josh Freeman do? Throw an interception when I don't need it. Fumble when I don't need it. I don't need that. And he ain't been right since his rookie season.
Well, you said when I throw an interception when you don't need it. That sounds like Stafford. You sound like Stafford right there.
You in the playoffs. I can't help what you do. I'm not worried about the Detroit Lions. I ain't worried about you till I see you. But I'm just talking about my team right now. My Buccaneers, and you know what, Shay? It's not Josh's fault this season so far. It's not his fault. We got another caller on the line, man. We rocking out, man. Oh, it is what it is. We'd like to welcome her back to the situation. Pittsburgh Steelers fan extraordinaire's in the house. Can we give a welcome applause to Kia? Kia is back in the building. Welcome to the bigger show. What's going on, lady?
Hey, what's going on?
Yes. Everything good with you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Everything.
You hype and charge? You ready to get it in?
Oh, man. I'm
yeah,
hyped all right.
Man, that's what it
I'm
is.
Waking up. Rewatching and re-looking at this 0-3. I'm not concerned right now.
Okay.
You know, not just yet. 0-2. 0-2. I'm not concerned.
But you
gonna
wait to get 0-5?
No, we won't go 0-5. I know that. I'm saying that we'll go 0-5.
I'm just messing with you. I'm 0-3.
Yeah,
we in the same boat,
yeah,
yo.
You know.
You preaching to the choir, kid.
Yeah, we ain't going 0-5.
But what do you think it is, though? I mean, you know, I'm hearing a lot of talk about, you know, something that was discussed even before the hire was made, that Ben and Todd Haley was at odds, even when he just got on the team. So where are you at with it now?
They're at odds, but my thing with Ben is I could care less if they're at odds. Suck it up and do what you need to do.
Right.
Suck it up.
No doubt.
Suck it up. And don't make no difference. And, you know, in that game, turnovers, costly turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So drop balls, they're not doing whatever they do. I just care less with their them better suck it up.
Hey,
Kia.
Go ahead.
Kia, let me ask you this question since you're a Steelers fan. Did one of the reasons why their odds, from what I heard, was because Haley want Ben to stop taking less hits, and he want him to dink and dunk down the field instead of. And Ben wants to throw. Ben wants to air it out. But
and create plays.
I don't care what the difference is. I don't care what anybody heard, what they not hearing, whatever. Get out and do what you need to do. I don't care what anybody heard, whoever heard this from Haley or Haley told whatever. I don't care where the rumors come from. I don't know whatever. Ben better suck it up.
So the Steelers are going to London this week against the Vikings. What are you seeing? I mean, are you seeing a win? Are you one of those in favor of taking those overseas trips?
I could care less about an overseas trip.
Look at this. He could care less. Look at this.
They better win.
Wow.
I don't care about the overseas.
Mm-hmm.
You better suck it up. You better
do what you need to do
because it makes no sense that these guys in this offense is playing like they play.
So that's the best you could. That's the best you could do. We was waiting 2 weeks. To hear from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's the best you can come up with is it don't matter.
You know what? No, it does matter. But I'm just saying he has to suck. Ben has to suck it up.
Okay.
Ben has to suck it up. We're going to fight the whole season.
I hope not.
We don't. So he has to suck it up.
Yeah. The last time the Steelers team gave up 40 points at home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
And it wasn't on the defense side. It was on the turnover side that they gave up 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that defense keeping him. It don't make no sense. Ben just, you know, the first we just boring, you know, whatever. He's coming around. You think he's in rhythm now. Because
right.
All we do is think, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden, he gets a turnover.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you look at this, it's like, where is your concentration at?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't care what Ben thinks or what him and Haley are at odds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I can care less.
Mm-hmm.
He better suck it up.
And
play like he needs to play, like he's been to Super Bowl.
Me personally, if any quarterback that don't get the time, it could be Peyton Manning or Brady, they're not gonna win. If you don't got time to sit back and collect your thoughts, and you make that first step, and all of a sudden you got a linebacker sitting in your face, and you got to make a move just to even see your receiver, you got to make a move to save your life so you won't get hit. Ain't no poor quarterback gonna be efficient like that.
Ben is separated from any quarterback. Ben is used to the hit. Ben is used to
winning. Right, and I was getting ready to say that about
Ben. And that's the difference that separates him from any quarterback
right.
in this league.
He's able to extend plays. Right, he's able to extend plays and dodge those hits and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Ben is not included in that concept.
Mm-hmm,
he knows
mm-hmm.
what he needs to do to get back to winning, and he better get his ass together because everybody gets on him, they
flash
him, and
basically
he's so violent.
That's what it is. No doubt.
He will be the first person stoned than Haley.
That's what it is.
If stoning, you stone his ass first.
And what is with the violence? Stop the violence in hip-hop.
I can care less right now. We're always
See, this
great.
This is a diary of a mad Steeler fan right now, y'all. It's all right, though.
It'll be better later. Hey, it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
So we have never, this is ridiculous. This doesn't even make no sense. I didn't see last week's one because, you know, that wasn't on my mind last
mm-hmm,
week.
Mm-hmm,
but this one, I'm looking like, okay, all right, now he's doing something. I'm going to turn over. I'm looking at him. And then on the defense side, they kept him. He had 400-something yards. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, moving right along. Akia, you know, she's been watching them rated R movies this week. Moving right along. How about the Detroit Tigers, man? When they gonna clinch the division, man? What's going on?
It should be tonight.
It should have been last week.
We've been in cruise control the last probably week because Mickey has not been playing.
Hold that door right there. That's the bell right there. You know what it is. We got Angie on the line. She's like 35 minutes late, but it's all good. Welcome to the bigger show, lady. What's going on?
Hello.
Yeah, you're creeping back to your regular time. Last week it was 8:12. Don't think I didn't write it down. I wrote it down.
I've been on the line since 8 o'clock.
Okay,
listening.
Salute. No doubt. All right. Can you applaud that? You've been on the line since 8 o'clock. Applaud
yeah.
that. There you go.
I applaud that.
All right. There you go. So what's up, lady?
Not much. You know, just stop by. I was just really listening tonight, you know what I mean?
No doubt. It's what it is. Salute your Dallas Cowboys and all that.
Absolutely.
No doubt. That's what it is.
And, you know, shout out to all of those ring-bearing quarterbacks that's playing like rookies. Keep it up.
I don't think so. Shots fired, but
we're going to switch the subject right quick.
We're going to switch the subject right quick. Hey, yo, Ziggy, so check it out, man. So what's up with them Tigers, man? You said they're supposed to clinch tonight?
If Cleveland wins, we win. Yeah.
What are they waiting for?
Okay, they ain't waiting for nothing.
I thought you said
it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Man, the finish line is in your face, cousin.
We got the finish line.
If the Oakland A's clinch the division, why come the Tigers can't clinch? Come on, son.
First of all, Cleveland got a better record than Texas.
You're supposed to shook Cleveland a long time ago. I told you Cleveland wasn't going nowhere.
Cleveland's still 5.5 out.
I understand that, but do you want to see the Indians in the playoffs?
No, I don't want to see them either.
There you go. I'm just saying to you, the Indians, man, is going to be a tough out, man.
I told you they was going to be a tough out.
You didn't tell me nothing. I told you.
You don't remember me?
I don't remember.
I made a thread about it. I said them pesky Indians.
You was like, the Indians ain't going to be nothing. The Indians ain't going nowhere.
I said
the Indians from spring training was because the only reason I said that was because Terry Francona, man. And I think and Terry Francona's not going to allow no losing, man. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to allow that atmosphere and that mentality to be in that clubhouse, man. And then they got Nick Swisher, you know what I mean? And Justin Masterson is that dude, you know what I mean? But he got hurt, and they still was doing their thing, you know what I mean? So they was getting those second basemen they got, Jason Kipnis, you know what I mean? They was doing their thing, so and they hanging around. So, I mean, and Cleveland might get a wild card. That's going to be the bugged out part, Ziggy. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see them sneaking it. But you know what? Then again, you know, shout out to the Pittsburgh Pirates and all that, man. Wild card game. I like this. I like this concept now. The way they got it. If you don't win the division, you got to win one game. You still got to win one game to get in. You're in the playoffs. True enough. But you got to win one game. If you don't win that game, that one game, that wild card game, you're done. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that puts the importance on winning the division. You know what I mean? So I think that's why, you know, they had to do something before, like, you know, how are we going to maintain the integrity of the game, winning the division, make that count? Because it didn't used to count. They would rest all their players, get ready for the playoffs. Now you can't do that. You know, and then it brings excitement to other cities, too, because if you didn't have the wild card, you know, fans in Cleveland would be like, you know, it's a 5.5 game, you know, race with 7 games to play. They'd be done. You know what I mean? So the wild card added excitement to it. Shout out to Atlanta Braves. Shout out to Pittsburgh Pirates, man. Shout out to Dodgers. Shout out to Boston Red Sox, man. Shout out to Oakland A's. And I don't know what the AL, the rest of the American League, is going to do. I can't shout the Tigers out yet, man. I can't shout them out.
Okay.
Because your man, Justin Verlander, is pitching like he's pitching like Clark Kent.
No, he pitched a good game last night. It was the offense last night. I'm more scared of the bats than I am of Verlander right now.
Of who?
I'm more scared of our bats than
bats.
I am of
your lineup. Okay.
Right, of my lineup.
You have Peralta coming back?
But they go to cold streak sometimes. I didn't see any before
No. You're not gonna back out on me now, fam. We're gonna stick you right to your Tigers, and when the Tigers get done, we're gonna give it to you hard body karate because we saw it coming. We tried to tell you.
I'll take it, but until then, we going.
All right, I hear you. Respect that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I mean, the Tigers, man, they should be crushing it. The lineup they got, the pitching they got, what's the matter? The rest of the American League Central can't be all that good. Because the White Sox are garbage now. You know what I'm saying? The Minnesota Twins, we know what's up with them. And the Royals was trying, but I think they're one more player away. They're a bat away from being a problem. Because they got pitching.
And they got speed.
You know what I'm saying? And they gave up the dude Myers, the Tampa Bay, right, for James Shields. So they got pitching. So Kansas City might be a problem in the next, you know, couple of years. They're a young team, yo. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Your lineup, man, should be rocking, man, from top to bottom, my dude. What holes you got in your lineup?
Well, on paper, none.
No, you yeah, right. Exactly.
On paper, none.
Exactly.
You get on the
there
field.
You go.
It's a
whole different story, right? You're right. Yo, we here, man. We kicking in on a Tuesday night, excuse me. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the situation. Miss Lorena behind the board holding it down. We got my man Big Rich in the building, the big CEO of the whole situation. GQ Palace Radio is in your eardrum. Angie, what up, man? What up?
I can't call it, man.
She just got me on my head is on spin now. I'm like, I'm trying to guess what she called. I had you at 8:49 in the pool. I lost again. So Ew. Hey, what can I say?
God,
you know, I'm serious. I be serious. I be having in the pool. Like, what time is she gonna call? You blew my head with that 812 though last week. I was like, uh oh.
Nah, I've been on the line. I've just been listening.
That's what it is.
No, the little multitask.
I'm gonna blow you up. Shout out to T. Shout out to Miss Rachel, the rest of the Divas and the Diva Squad and all that. Yeah, man. So we rocking out, man. Tuesday night vibe. So yeah, I'm gonna leave Ziggy alone about his Detroit Tigers, man. we're gonna throw a little topic out there, man. What's your thought and opinion on these nicknames that's getting ready to be on these NBA jerseys? Specifically the Heat and the Brooklyn Nets.
Nicknames.
Yeah, they put nicknames on the
Nets
and then
Miami,
right?
Yeah. Kia, they're about to put, like, I think hold on, we got a call on the line, you know what it is. Wow, we talked up. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hello, guys. T. Hey, little sis.
What's
how
going
are
on,
you?
Lady?
Good. Same old, just a different day.
Same old, just a different day, huh?
Can you notice? Yeah.
You got anything you want to see? Did you get all the curse words out your system and all that? Because you know, after Andy Reid came and left. Did you get all that out the system? Are you all right now? Are you feeling good?
Leave me alone.
All right, I'm gonna leave you alone. To the bigger show, yo. What's going on? We were talking about those nicknames that they get ready to put on these uniforms. For a couple of games, specifically the Miami Heat and the Brooklyn Nets. And yeah,
that's
kid, they're gonna put like King. You know how LeBron has James on the back of his jersey? He's gonna be like King James.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Please.
And, you know, Kevin Garnett's supposed to have KG, and Paul Pierce supposed to have the truth.
Please.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
When they said that,
I think it's going to change the game a little bit because the focus is going to be what's on the back of their jersey.
Right.
Now
right.
What's actually going on.
And
on
I can't wait to see what they're going to put on Andre Kirilenko's his jersey. You know what his nickname is? AK-47. I can't wait to see his jersey.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what I'm saying? So, instead of the approach about being a team concept, you got all these different, you know, everybody's an individual. And you know what? I'm going to talk to you, Ziggy. You might know this. And Shay, you might know this, too. Remember the XFL, my man who had it? What was his jersey? What was it back on the back of his jersey? He hate me. Remember that? And
yeah.
They was crushing him. Because it was about him. He was being an individual. You know what I'm saying? So now the NBA and David Stern, I don't know what he's smoking. But I can't wait until February 14th. And yeah, I'm the mayor. Jinky Palace
really,
asked for further review in
really,
the building. I can't wait for him to get out of there. I don't know what he's doing.
The question is, is it for the entire season or is it just for the opening?
No, it's just for shock value.
But is it David Stearns doing? But is
but it's,
David
it is,
Stearns
but, but,
really
but,
have control over this though? Because he's
but,
leaving. He probably don't even really care.
Yeah, he don't. That's
well, see,
the
that's
he
why
don't
he's
care.
Allowing it to happen. That's why
that's
he's allowed that. You know, he's not going to be there
good.
For so long.
They make more money. That's how they about to do.
Yeah,
so
they
got
the money grab. That's what it is,
Jay.
The money grab. They want to make so they're gonna make your kids. They're gonna make your kids hound you for that. That D Wade or that
Dewey
or that Flash jersey,
absolutely.
whatever you want to wear.
It's a money scheme. Yep.
I'm saying.
Yep.
So that's all that is.
They're
going to
get all of that.
What's your opinion on Shaquille O'Neal getting a piece of the Sacramento Kings?
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too.
But the thing of where we he just got through calling them Queens.
He just got through calling them Queens,
call
right?
Queens.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so Shaq is a minority owner in more ways than one of the Sacramento Kings. You know?
Wait,
so,
you going to follow?
Huh?
That might be good for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, they say he's gonna work with him, and that'll be a good look, man. That'll be a good look, and I think that's if DeMarcus Cousins ever gets it right, Shay, it's gonna be a wrap. He's gonna be a beast.
Yeah.
He's
this
gonna
is
be
like,
a problem.
Like
if DeMarcus, if he ever get it in his head, you know what I'm saying? If he can get that BS out and that garbage out of his system, then he's gonna be the truth.
Straight up,
he's that good, yo. It's just the other stuff.
Is it official that he is the minority owner?
The Sacramento era starts for the Kings.
Okay. All right,
Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just a thing now where, you know, money talks, man. You go where you go. If you got the money,
yeah,
then you
yeah,
get down. I don't care who you played with.
Money
if you
does
call
talk.
Them queens. If you cheated them out of a game seven in the Western Conference Finals, they don't care about none of that.
True that.
Yeah, it got real quiet then when I said they cheated him out of the game in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, I know you ain't referring to whatever.
You know what I'm referring to, Kia.
Yeah,
you're a Lakers fan. You know what it is.
I
was watching that game just like you was, and I could not believe it.
I know, listen. Well, you know what it is.
Hey, Shay, I had to stub out the cigar and all that. I was like, I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
Well, I know one thing. The Lakers ain't cheating nobody out of nothing.
That's
the mayor, they cheated the Kings and they cheated the Trailblazers that year.
Man, hey,
whatever.
Scotty,
I don't know what game y'all was watching. I was watching the game.
They went to the line like 40 times in the fourth quarter.
I'm trying to tell you.
That
year. It's all good.
Hey, you talking about that?
I don't
want to
bring up
no
bad memories for Kia. Kia's in the building. She's a Laker fan extraordinaire and all of that. But, yeah, man. Shout out to my New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. They're going to be co-hosts of the 2015 All-Star Game. I don't know if they're going to play the first half at the Garden and the second half at the Barclays Center. I don't know how that's going to work. But they're going to both co-host the All-Star Game. I don't know. They probably have the slam dunk contest at the Garden and the game at the Barclays Center and something at Yankee Stadium. I don't know. They're just all over the place with it. But, you know, I want to shout out to the NHL, man. I'm a hockey dude, Shay.
Yes.
You're going to find out about me, man. I'm a hockey dude. Shout out to the NHL. The season starts next week, man. It goes down, man. I'm a hockey dude, man. We're going to get into our previews, man, after further review during the week. Just right now, shout out to Chicago Blackhawks, man. Defending Stanley Cup champs and all of that. And Ziggy, did you see that fight, the goalie fight? Ryan Miller needed to learn how to shoot some joints, man. He was getting pummeled, son. He was catching lefts lovely, and he was trying to hold him off with one hand, and the other dude was just tapping him. Bang!
But you see the goalie?
Bang.
Did you see when the goalie started the fight?
That's the best part, when the goalies fight.
Yeah.
But Phil Kessel was hitting the dude in the leg with a stick.
Yeah. They said
he was hitting
about
him
with
a stick.
He
hit him
like
a couple of times with a stick.
Man, they
talking
about giving him
10 games. Yeah, they suspended him for the rest of the preseason.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
That's Phil Kessel. He plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah, that's just a little hockey talk. Shay, we go all over the place, my G. We gonna get back into this NCAA football situation. Finally, we got to be back to normal now.
I'm a little backlog on the
You talk about Aldon Smith?
Aldon Smith, he was
burning it down. He wasn't doing the Mollies, he was doing the Marlies. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Shout out to half baked and all that. But
what did the 49ers do? What did they say?
They let him play. He played against the Colts on Sunday.
Okay.
And then he cleans his locker out and he's going to rehab.
They said they didn't want him to be alone.
Doing his time of rehabilitation.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean being alone?
They didn't want to just make it seem like, well, from what Harbaugh 49ers was talking about, they didn't just want to just kick him out. And because before the NFL did anything, because they wanted him to feel like he was part of the family.
And plus, he had to come to work.
And
he had to come to work. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So, you know, he had to do his job. He did his job. He played the game, and then you know he's gone now. Now he got to handle his business. The 49ers, they going through some stuff right now, and you know that the Colts got Trent Richardson here. You know that, right? She's probably checking her Google right now. It's all good. We in the building, man. 646-200-3838, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. We finally got some decent college football games this week. You know, after that money grab last week, right, Ziggy?
Jeez.
Everybody was going to collect their money last week, right?
You know, wait a minute. You said I Googled. I was just
I was just messing with you. I don't want you to start cursing me out.
Oh, snap.
The mayor, you see what Floyd put up about Manziel?
Now, what'd he put up there?
He put up, he bet some money on Manziel, won $220,000 on the first
half. Yeah, I saw that.
And he put on the thing that you might not be able to make no money off yourself, but I can make money off of you.
It's the American way, baby. It's the American way.
Yeah, it's definitely
the American way. So what games are we looking at this week? We got Alabama and Ole Miss. We got Clemson and Wake Forest. Oklahoma and Notre Dame. I like that game. LSU and Georgia.
That could be a good game. That's a good game.
Anything you want to say about your Clemson Tigers there, Kia?
Well, no, I just hope. You know, I'm surprised that. Did you see that? What's the game? Oh, my God. I'm not even thinking straight. I'm a little backlogged. The game with Fresno State.
And who?
They played the same week. That week, for my aunt, stuff. So, I'm just trying to think.
Moving right along. Clemson and Wake Forest this week is going to be a good game. You know, and another good game I'm thinking about is Oklahoma and Notre Dame. I think that Notre Dame, if they could beat Oklahoma at home, it'll say a lot about them, about their season there for real. But I'm not sure that they're going to do that because I'm not really all that sure that Notre Dame is really all of that this season, even though they're 3-1. I'm not really sold on them.
Notre Dame miss Everett Golson.
And he did the dummy
move.
And
Mason Taylor.
And him too, you know? I'm seeing Oklahoma going to go in there and do some business. So that's going to be one of the three games that we're going to get into this week, Oklahoma and Notre Dame. So, Shay, we picked three games, man. We picked three college games and we picked three NFL games. So that's how we get down. And I post them after further review on Facebook so you can't front and say you picked the team when you didn't. So we keep it on point. We keep everybody honest. You know what I'm saying? So
hey,
the first game we're going to rock out with is Oklahoma and Notre Dame. So, Ziggy, what's your opinion on that game right there?
Oklahoma.
So Shay, who you like? Oklahoma, Notre Dame.
I'm going with Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Kia, who you like?
I think I'm gonna go with Oklahoma because Notre Dame has been squeaking by too many times.
Okay.
By Michigan State.
Okay, got you. T, who you like?
Oklahoma.
Angie, who you like?
I'm gonna go with the Irish.
Oklahoma, Notre Dame. Oklahoma on the road, Notre Dame at home. Who has more of a point to prove, Oklahoma or Notre Dame? That's kind of a toss-up at this point. But I'm gonna rock with Oklahoma because I think they're going to show up. I think Notre Dame, I think Reese is going to have a big turnover late. So I'm going to take Oklahoma in this game. Oklahoma, Notre Dame, I'm going with Oklahoma. The second game that we're going to rock with is the big one going down between the hedges. Number 6, LSU, at number 9, Georgia. Ziggy, what's good?
Georgia, LSU.
Ziggy.
Oh.
All right, Ziggy's making UNICEF donations right now. Shay, what's up? LSU or Georgia?
Give me Georgia.
Shay likes Georgia. Angie, who you got?
I'm Georgia, too.
Okay. T, who you got?
I guess Georgia.
All right. Kia, who you like, LSU or Georgia?
I'm going with Georgia.
Okay. Kia said Georgia. Ziggy, you finish putting
Bayou
the aluminum foil on your antenna? All right. Who you got?
Bayou Bengals.
Got you. LSU and Georgia, another game for Aaron Murray and company, man. They got, you know, do some things, man. Todd Gurley looks like he's the truth. You know, we haven't really heard a lot about LSU, man. I think LSU kind of, you know, fell off the
radar.
But I'm not really hearing people saying LSU was that team, man. So I'm going to pick Georgia to do their numbers between the hedges, man. If they want to, you know, move up in the rankings, they're going to have to win this game. And it's an SEC game. You know how they do with the SEC, man. The last game that we're going to get into NCAA style for this week, we got Cal against Oregon.
Ooh,
in Oregon.
Game.
So all right, Key, I hear you. Who you like in that game?
I'm going with Oregon.
If
Cal don't stay up with Oregon, they are done.
Shay, who you like?
Oregon, too.
Okay. Ziggy?
Oregon. It's going, by the time the end of that game, it's going to be a running clock.
Yeah. Angie, who you like?
I'm passing on that one.
She's passing on that one. T, who you got?
Everybody going Oregon. I got to.
Okay. Angie, for your edification, Oregon is like green and yellow, and Cal is like blue and gold. If that'll help you out,
the green and yellow would actually work a little bit.
All right, Oregon. Okay, there you go. See, we help our people here after further review, Shay. We help our people here, man. You know, we try to help you, man, along your way. We pass. What is that pass stuff? I'm going with Oregon too, man. That's the signal. You know what it is. We got another call on the line. James is in the building.
James, welcome to the bigger show.
Hello?
Hey, man. What's going on, brother?
What's going on? What's going on, my dude? How you feeling?
I'm good.
All right. What's happening?
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
Everything's everything. You just got in on the tail end of these games. I'm going to slide you in here. The three games that we pick Oklahoma and Notre Dame. Who you got?
Touchdown Jesus goes down this week.
Okay, Oklahoma, no doubt. I got you. LSU and Georgia.
Where's that one at? Is that
between the hedges? Between the hedges.
Between the hedges.
Yes, sir.
Gotta go with Georgia.
All righty. Cal and Oregon.
I've already made my statement about this one. Mariota hits a three with time running out. Oregon wins 68-65.
The crowd goes crazy. I got you.
That's
I got you. That's what it is. Yeah. So how'd your team look this week, James?
Actually, the Lions look okay. I'm actually glad they won that one, because ordinarily this is one of those games where the Lions would have figured out a way to lose. They usually do. I'm serious. RG3 limping. They got a good running game and no receivers, and the Lions would have figured out a way to really just kick that one away.
Mm. Yeah, I'll
tell you after Sunday afternoon whether or not it's the same old Lions.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So yeah, we in the building, man. We live and direct, man, on a Tuesday night. You know how we do, man. You got the mayor in the building. I got the usual suspects is in the building with me, man. And I got first time calling my man Shay. Shout out to Shay, man. Shout out to Angie. Kia is back in the building with us. We salute you, even though your team is 0-3. We here to hold you down. Diggy's in the building. T's in the building. My man James just touched base with us. We here, man, on GQ Palace Radio, man. After further review is in your eardrum. So anything special you see as far as this week, as far as the college game is concerned? What do you think about Alabama at home against Ole Miss? Alabama's been looking their defense is suspect, man, regardless of what you tell me. Hello? Anybody?
I look at it, I'm talking one time. I'm just thinking, yeah, the Alabama defense is might be suspect, but yeah, I look at it like this. Johnny Manziel was the one that lit him up last year, so whether or not they suspect, I don't know. I think they one shot at a loss just went by the board.
Now the reason why I said that, when we did picks before
that game, uh-huh, that's the one I figured that Alabama would lose.
Right. You're right. And the reason why I said that, because Alabama's defense looked suspect when they played their first game of the season.
They'll be all right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, they're gonna definitely be all right. But I'm just saying, is Ole Miss gonna show up? Can we get like a good game, or is it going to be one of them 30-40 point blowouts? I don't think Mississippi's that bad.
No, they're not that bad.
They're 3-0 too. They're 3-0. So that's all we wanted to say about that, man. James, let me get your opinion right quick on the NBA nicknames on the uniforms business.
Just another way for David Stern to sell jerseys.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
All right.
The NBA tries to portray themselves as a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's a game full of individuals to try to look like a team.
Right. And again, man, you know, the nickname thing is cool as a gimmick, and they were saying, well, the Jesus Shuttlesworth, I know that's dead. That ain't going to rock because that's a movie character, and the movie studio owns that name. So what are they going to call him? They got to call him something else. You know what I mean? So you know, the only thing it's going to be about is the kids bugging you to go get this jersey with King James on it. And to go with the other, five jerseys, the other five Miami Heat jerseys he already got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And nothing against the marketing, because it's a marketing idea, and there's nothing against it. But still, come on, yo, when does it stop?
They gonna sell so many King James and Black Mamba jerseys, it's gonna be crazy.
Yep. They gonna have the Hollywood night one, the Sunday white one, the white out one, the black out one, the red out one. This is crazy.
The
St. Patrick's Day joint, the green one. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But shout out to David Stern, man, for being ahead of the curve.
Oregon.
Huh?
They gonna end up with as many jerseys as the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and we was talking earlier, man, to change gears a little bit, man. We gave the Pittsburgh Pirates some love, man. They finally, you know, going to be in the postseason, man. First time in 21 years. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So shout out to the under 21 crew, because y'all finally get to see the Pittsburgh Pirates in the postseason.
Andy Van Slyke.
You know what I mean? Andy Van Slyke. That's
Bobby,
right.
Bobby Bonilla.
Yep. Bobby
Barry Bonds.
There you go. That's what it is, man. But yeah,
hey,
I mean, the Pirates was the truth back in the day, man.
Jim Leland was the manager of that squad.
Yep.
Mhm. 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 And I think that I had an argument like with my brother about the last game when the Braves beat the Pirates in the playoff, the Sid Bream game. I think that Barry Bonds was playing Francisco Cabrera too deep. If he would have been playing Francisco Cabrera about four or five steps in, more shallow, if you know what I'm saying, he would have threw Sid Bream out at the plate easy. And I argue with my brother about this tooth and nail. He's like, nah, Barry Bonds, no. Barry, you go back and you watch that. Barry Bonds came up and scooped that stuff. Nah, he played Francisco Cabrera way too deep. And I think, wasn't that Van Slyke in the outfield with him?
Yeah,
you know what I'm
right
saying?
Here.
Yeah, no slight on Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is a great player and all that. No slight on him, but I just think, you know, go back to when the Pirates was always in the playoffs. I remember when Dave Parker threw Brian Downing out in the All Star game in '79.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I go back.
We are family pirates.
They had Sister Sledge standing on top of the dugout. Yup.
That was
you gotta feel good for the Pirates, man. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the Echo Chamber.
How they started in that All-Star game.
Huh?
Echo on that.
Somebody had a party.
That?
Echo.
Yeah, it's the Echo, man. We got dead that.
It's gone now.
All right. So, what did you say about the All Star game?
Oh, I was saying I remember that All Star game because I remember Dave Parker threw two cats out at third that day.
Yeah. Yep. It was in the Kingdom.
From deep in right field.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, Dave Parker was the man. Dave Parker,
yeah.
Dwight Evans, the right fielders was the man back. They had arms back then. Dwight Evans for the Red Sox, you wouldn't run on him. You wouldn't run on Dave Parker. You wouldn't run on Andre Dawson. You wouldn't run on Warren Cromartie. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. That's just how we do. So, you know, rock with us, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. So, again, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, man, I used to like when they used to have the stars on the hats. You know what I mean? Like when you know, when you did a good player, you had a good game, they give you a star or whatever. You had guys like Matt Lott, Omar Moreno, Tim Foley, Rennie Stennett. You know what I'm saying?
Bill Robinson. Mad Dog Matlock.
Yep, Matlock. That's right. Yep. Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's good to see the Pirates, man.
Remember
back,
when they
know,
had the
top of
the lines
on
they had, too? They had the lines going across their hats.
Yeah, they had
the
old school joints. The old school hats.
The box style hats.
Yeah, the box style ones. Yeah, that's
like
right.
Chicago
that's
White
right.
Sox used to have them, too.
Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, man, it's good to see the Pirates back in the conversation. But again, like we were saying, James, earlier, you know, you make the playoffs. It's good the way that baseball has it set up, because it puts importance on winning the division. If you don't win the division, it's like a one and done. It's a sudden death joint. That wild card game, if you don't win that game, you're gone.
It's a play-in game.
Basically it's a play-in game. But they put importance on it, like, oh, you made the postseason. No, you didn't. You're just playing an extra game. If you lose, you go back home where you started from.
163.
don't unpack your bags.
No. I'm just saying, you know, I'm saying, like, we made the playoffs. And even with the way they advertise it, we're going to have two playoff games. No, you're going to have two play-in games. That's it. They lose. The real talk. If they lose,
play
they're
in games. Play
yeah, play in.
Games.
That's it. If you win, you're in. If you lose, you know the barbershop rules.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
How you feel about your boy in the pizza box?
Oh man.
Let's have a moment of silence for Nate Burleson's arm.
I don't even want to talk about it.
We have a moment of silence for Nate Burleson's arm.
I believe he was Texas. Myself.
He probably was. He said, did you want anchovies or sausage on that again?
You know he was on 696, right? Hey, James, you know he was on 696 when he did that.
It's two peas of pepperoni.
You know they don't. And you know they don't play. They go 80 plus miles an hour.
Yeah. Because you know that pizza gets cold quick.
Aaron knows anything about 696. Knows that the posted speed limit is 70, but the average speed is about 85.
Right.
No doubt, man. I mean, that's a bad break for them. No pun intended. That's a bad break for the Detroit Lions, man. But it is what it is, man. Things happen, man. But we here, man. 9:20. We in the building, man. GQ Palace. After further review, we here. We gonna slide into these NFL games right quick, man. We pick three like we do with the college joints. You know what I'm saying? Shay, you still with us?
Yeah.
No doubt. Good looking out, homie. We got three games that we gonna attack this week. The first game that we're going to get into is the Washington Redskins and the Oakland Raiders. And the reason why I want to get into that game is I want to see if RG3 can have an RG3 type game on the road, and if Terrell Pryor is going to, you know, recover from that headache he has. So that's the first game we're going to tap this week, Washington Redskins and the Oakland Raiders. So, Shay, you the first-time caller. What you think about that game, man?
Give me the Redskins if their defense finally show up.
That's what it is. Ziggy, what's good? Redskins and the Raiders.
I don't trust that Redskin defense, Oakland.
Gotcha. T, what you laughing at? Redskins or the Raiders?
Ew. Ding. Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Oh, Oakland.
Gotcha. Angie? Oh, she going to make her UNICEF box. She'll be back. Kia, what's good? Kia wants to give her the instructions how to make the UNICEF box. It's all good. Who else we got? James, who you like?
I think the Raiders are still dizzy from Peyton-itis.
So I'm
going to go with the Redskins on this one.
Redskins on the road, Oakland at home. I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins. Just on GP. I don't trust the Raiders at all. The second game that we're going to go with is, it might be a goodie. I don't think it's going to look that good on paper, but I think it's going to be a goodie. It's going to be the Jets and the Tennessee Titans. Ziggy, who you got?
Oh, Tennessee.
Got you. James, who you like?
I got to go with the Titans. The Jets are a mess.
Shay, who you like, man?
Give me the Titans.
Okay. Angie? Still making UNICEF boxes. T?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, look at this. Now she wants to sing. Kia, who you got? Okay, Kia not with us. All right. That's the bell. Oh, okay. Malcolm, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man. We discombobulated right now, but I'm going to get it back on course. Malcolm, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. Hello?
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on, my dude? How you feeling?
I feel bad. Good to hear from you. Yeah.
It's good to be heard. What's happening?
Everything's good. Go Cowboys.
I hear you. That's what it is. You look good against them Rams, 31-7 and all that. So, real quick, so how did they look to you, man? They back, they ready to do their thing, or it was just a bad team they was playing?
That was a bad team.
Okay.
A little bit of both. They did good, and it was a bad team. A little bit of both.
Right.
My thing is, they finally ran the ball. 2 weeks ago against Kansas City, they didn't run it at all. All shotgun.
Right. Right.
That was terrible play calling last week.
No
this
doubt.
This week, they finally ran the ball, which they were supposed to do.
That's what it is.
When Romo only throws 25 to 30 times. If Romo has to throw 50 times, we're in trouble.
Right. But I was looking at that game a little bit, and go back, if I remember well, I think that Dez dropped a big pass in that game, man. It could have helped him win.
That hurt.
Yeah, that was a big one right there, man. But, you know, it comes with the territory, man. But, again, you know, the Cowboys look, you know, they did what they're supposed to do against the Rams, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
The Rams not there yet. Hopefully the Rams will be there. But you know, if the Cowboys are going to do some things, do some good things, these are games that they need to win. And to me, it's that simple.
But another thing that Kansas City proved is that their defense is pretty good, because they came and played Philadelphia that Thursday night.
Yeah.
Well, Kansas City defense is actually better than I thought they were. So
yeah, they got Pro Bowlers on that defense, man. Tamba Holly and all of them dudes. They all right. But yo, Malcolm, we was in the middle of picking games, man. So we picked Washington and Oakland. Who you got? The Redskins and the Raiders.
Redskins.
Got you. The Jets and Tennessee.
Jets.
Got you. I didn't make my Jets and Tennessee pick. I'm gonna see about the Titans on the road. I'm gonna see about the Titans at home and see what they're gonna do against the Jets. I don't think Geno Smith gonna do it. I don't think he's going to do it, so I'm going to rock with the Titans. So Malcolm got the Jets, and I'm going to rock with the Titans.
Geno don't look that bad, though. I said Geno don't look that bad, though.
Nah, he don't look that bad, man. But I just think that, you know, Chris Johnson might do something nice. The last game that we're going to touch this week is the Miami Dolphins, undefeated Miami Dolphins, and undefeated New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. Who you got, Malcolm? All right, we're going to let him marinate on that. James, who you got? Miami or New Orleans?
Chris.
Yes.
What was the Tennessee pick?
What? Hello?
I am. Who was Tennessee playing?
The Jets.
Oh, okay. I want the Titans.
Okay, gotcha. And Miami or New Orleans, who you got?
I'm going to Saints.
Gotcha. T, who you got, Miami or New Orleans?
Give me Miami.
All right. James, who you got?
Got to go with who that.
Got you. Shay, who you got?
Give me the Saints.
Got you. Who am I missing? Angie? All right. Ziggy, who you got?
Who that.
Got you. Yeah, I don't trust Miami. I think the buck stops here with them. You know what I mean? And New Orleans, this is a game that they're supposed to win. But if Miami does win this game, I would be really, really, really surprised. More surprised than I was at the Carolina Panthers and Giants score, 38-0.
That was ugly.
I'm not even laughing at that.
That was like, oh, my goodness. That was a good game. Oh, man.
I'm not even going to.
I think they quit on Tom Coughlin.
You think so?
That was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, only Cowboy fans would think that. They're doing this right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers look real good.
Uh-oh.
They'll be fine.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry about Ben in Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh.
You better
win,
though.
You don't went there with it.
Yeah, don't go there with it.
They look real good. They're going to make 500. Remember that.
and I'm getting this from a Cowboy fan that never Cowboy fan don't see nothing. Yeah, okay.
All right, well.
Yeah, we only got five people. We're all right.
Yeah. Hey, Shay, again, man, I'm going to thank you for calling, my dude. And feel free to call back any Tuesday night, man. It goes down hard body, man.
You know what?
Wait till it gets to the playoffs, man. It's going to really be serious.
Hey.
Yes? Yes?
Hey. Are you picking any other team?
What happened?
Are you picking any other teams? Because I got to go.
I picked Washington and Oakland. And Miami, New Orleans, and the Jets of Tennessee.
No, I mean, are you done with the picks? Are you done with picks?
Yeah. We did three. Unless it's a game you like, you want to pick? Is it a game you want to pick?
I'm going to holler at you later. I'm just at my aunt's.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
I got it.
Okay.
I want to pick one more thing, Chris.
All right, and Malcolm, what's the game you want to pick, my dude?
Who's the Tampa Bay play?
What? I can't hear you. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Is Tampa Bay playing this week?
I was just playing with you, my dude. They play Arizona. and you say that to say what? this is my man. This is my G right here. So you know what I'm saying. This is my dude.
He's feeling himself after that Ram victory, ain't he?
Yeah, I know. That's just all good. And he gonna give it to me.
He's calling everybody
good.
Out, nah.
No, I'm gonna pick
Tampa Bay over Arizona?
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, and I'm gonna mark that down too, my dude. I'm marking that down. Tampa Bay, Arizona. Malcolm is taking Tampa Bay.
Hey,
if I gotta pick that game, I'm picking my Buccaneers too. James, who you got? Tampa Bay, Arizona.
Wait a minute, I got a problem. Why you don't ever talk about the Eagles, Chris?
Huh? We talked about the Eagles when you first came on. You want to talk about them again?
No. You don't ever have no picks on my Eagles.
Well, I do got a pick for them, but you don't want to hear that. That's going to be on the Friday show.
Wait for me to be called in. You're going to have who's going to win there?
Yeah. We'll definitely do the Eagles and Tampa Bay game. Definitely do that.
I sound like a winner to me.
All right, I gotta give equal billing to everybody's team. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear Andy complaining about the Cowboys. You don't hear Andy complaining that we didn't pick the Cowboys game, or you don't hear Shay complaining about we didn't pick the Patriots game, or you know what I mean? But it's all good. You're a team. You got it like that. So if you want us to talk about the Eagles, you want us to pick the Eagles game, we will pick the Eagles game. And let's see who they play next week. Let's see who the Eagles play next week. Let's see. Who the Eagles play next week. Hardy Har Har. The Eagles play the Giants. Uh-oh. Yeah, we're going to save that one for next week. Okay, we got you. We got you next week. Eagles and the Giants, no doubt.
All right. Sound like a runner.
That's what it is. But, yeah, so we here, man. It's 9:30, man. We're holding it down on a Tuesday night, man. We're having some fun, man. I hope the homie Shay is bugging out with us and having a good time. First-time caller. We appreciate you, my dude. Any topic anybody want to touch on right quick? You know what I mean? So we can get everybody involved. You want to touch on anything? Let's go.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
I have watched 16 quarters of Michigan football.
Right.
Oh, no.
And right now, and this is me speaking as I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I mean, anybody who's ever seen me on the page already knows this.
Right.
But right now, after 16 quarters of Michigan football this year, Devin looks like a bigger, slower version of Denard.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a good way.
He looked like a bigger, slower version of Tom Harmon, that number 98.
Man, I'm sorry, Ziggy.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
There was one play.
It's quite all right.
There was one play in particular that kind of crystallized it for me.
Go ahead, James.
There was a play where Jeremy Gallen runs a short cross. He sits down in the zone. He is 7 yards away from Devin, and Devin overthrows.
Yeah.
7 yards away.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not a good quarterback. He could have put that underhand and got it to it.
Right. I mean, and do you think that you know the truth is coming? The truth is coming to light about Devin, or is it just him? Is this what you're going to get now from him?
I hope not.
Hey, Zing, you see,
I'm concerned about going into the Big Ten season. I'm glad we got a bye week this week.
Right. Yo, where's that echo coming from?
Hey.
All right. But yeah, James. Yeah, I just feel like Michigan, man. You're in there, so you see and you watch the Michigan team and how they move, man. They they're still 4-0. You know what I'm saying? So.
A win is a win.
Yeah, a win. Because look at my Miami Hurricanes, man. I'm waiting for us to crack that top 10, baby. And then it's going to be on and popping. My Miami Hurricanes. And we're 15th right now, which is what we deserve. I'm not crying. I'm not crying about us being 15th. You know what I'm saying? But let's crack that top 10, man. I'm not going to talk no noise about my team until we get into that top 10. But as far as Michigan is concerned, man, do you think that they have a chance to, make a BCS bowl, or is it just, a 7 or 8-win team, or how are you seeing this season playing out?
I still think they win at 9. We still young, though. We young. Yeah. We got, like, how many first-year starters we got, James? Like 22?
Ooh.
22 first-year starters?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I looked at the, let me see, was it the
14.
The CMU game, they at some point 22 either redshirt freshmen or sophomores were playing in that game. At some point 23 babies was in that game.
Yeah,
it was just in high
school.
Still
young. We going through growing pains, man.
Yeah.
Now they was.
Hey,
they
but
was
you 4-0. You beat, beat a ranked team. You beat Notre Dame. I mean,
And we was juniors and freshmen. They was juniors and seniors.
You know what you've done this season.
Hey, James, if they was juniors and seniors, then I'd be more worried.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still worried, but not as much as I am because of what their class is.
And you had all them young dudes playing, and you still beat them by 50 points.
Yeah, but my concern is more for this season than for the coming season. Because right now, if we played Ohio State next week,
we would get blitzed.
As I don't know what. I ain't even gonna lie about it.
I'm done.
What do you think the spread of? What do you think the spread of be?
Might lose by 40 if we were lucky.
28. The bet line would be 28. And the only reason why it wouldn't be higher than that is because they rivalries.
Right.
But if it was anybody else, because what was that game? Was that Louisville? That they ran the clock, I wanted to say, hey, Ohio State might as well do the same thing. They got paid $900,000 to get smacked up by Ohio State.
They're gonna wear that L with pride. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna wear that L. They made $900,000. They gonna wear that L.
Take that $900,000 and finance the football program for the next 5 years.
The only negative I see that about that as far as the FAMU game, the Florida A&M game against Ohio State,
the band.
They didn't bring the band with them.
The band is suspended.
The band is suspended.
Yeah.
Speaking of bands, hey James, speaking of bands, what's up with them trying to run Ohio State band trying to run Pam Oliver over?
Haters.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm not even gonna touch that.
In the eye again?
Yeah, but you know how that go. But
Chris, one question. You made another story for another time.
You never showed me. You got hit by football.
Hold on. Go ahead.
What do you think is wrong with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Give me the scoop on that, man.
Wow. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in a nutshell, now, man, is just that. First I thought it was discipline. Okay, the stupid penalties, the Levante David thing at the end of the Jets game, the Goldson thing in the New Orleans game. But I'm just thinking now, it's just like it's par for the course for us, man. First of all, like I said earlier in the show, we should. I'm always of the theory that we should have never fired the coach that we had, Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris.
We should have never fired him. We should have never fired Raheem Morris. Josh Freeman has taken like two major steps backwards in his development. He ain't been right since he's been a rookie. Okay, the league is either caught up to Josh Freeman or he slid back. You know what I'm saying? He's 6'5". He's 240. He got a rocket for an arm. Okay, so what is the problem? So I'm thinking that maybe it's an issue with how they respond to Shiano.
Because
Shiano didn't do anything spectacular
in Rutgers.
Only thing he did was make sure Ray Rice got the ball. That's the only thing he did at Rutgers. He made sure Ray Rice got the ball. That's it.
I agree. I don't know who his agent was, but the Glazers are so good.
Because you know what, Malcolm? I thought we was going to have a quarterback for the next 10, 15 years. Josh Freeman?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Ziggy, yeah, he's in a contract. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling Ziggy, you know, he's a step above Mark Sanchez, and I mean that with all sincerity, fam.
Wow.
I mean that with all sincerity.
Why not?
When Josh Freeman, when I need a first down, he throw an interception. When I need a touchdown, he throw an interception. When I need a big play, a 3rd and 6, a 3rd and 7, he fumbles the ball. Or he does something crazy. Oh, we get a stupid penalty. But you know what, Malcolm? This year, the drive against the Jets, he put us in position to get a field goal. The game against New Orleans, we made the first down. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm not pinning none of that on Josh.
Okay, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not pinning that. Josh did what he had to do.
Yep.
I'm pinning it on the missed field goal in the New Orleans game, the Levante stupid penalty in the Jets game, okay? And
then
we just didn't show up against New England. I'm not going to talk
no
junk because Shay is on the line and he's a Patriot fan, but we just didn't show up.
New England knew what they were
going to
do that day.
Yeah, they gave us the business, man. I was talking junk to Patriots fans like, you know, this is going to be the week my Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to show up. Because I was thinking that, you know, the Patriots is not, you know, they haven't played their game yet. Their A game.
No, they haven't
played their A game yet.
Hey, and New England came into that game with y'all with bad intentions on their mind.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a thing. It was either we was gonna win by a late field goal, or we was gonna lose by 20. We lost by 20.
Yeah.
You know, Josh Freeman was 19 of 41.
Yeah.
Those are his pedestrian numbers, yo. That's him. That's him in a nutshell right now. We just couldn't score no points. Our defense is not the problem, because Tom Brady only had 2 touchdown passes in that game and 3 field goals. So the defense, to me, is not really the problem. They were going to score 20 points on us regardless. We just had to score. That's all.
Yeah,
but I was like,
what's up with Tampa Bay, man? I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, man.
Yeah, man.
Talking about a
giant step backwards, my dude. And we've been doing this since Raheem Morris got fired. We should have fired Raheem Morris.
I said, that brother. I said, yo, get him in and sit down.
We were just 10-6. I was telling him earlier. We was just 10-6. Then we got on the plane. We was 3-1. We got on the plane to San Francisco. It was 28-0 by the time we got off the plane. It was 28-0. We lost that game 48-3. I never forget it. That was the game that turned the whole thing around. That was the game that did the 180 for Tampa Bay. And then we beat New Orleans.
Yeah.
We beat New Orleans the next week, Malcolm. And then we turned around and we lost 10 in a row.
You beat New Orleans in New Orleans?
Yes. And then we turned around and lost 10 in a row. And Raheem Morris got fired.
Damn. That was that wrong, man.
Shout out to all the listeners. I just want to put this out there, Ziggy. You know where I'm going. I'm not on Google. I'm speaking from live and direct.
You
know what it is.
This
is a man. Holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to leave that at that.
I don't be Googling nothing. I know what I'm talking about with my team. Holler at your boy.
Hey, Bear.
Yes, sir.
You can verify this. You pretty much entertained me on that one.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but it is what it is.
Shout out
to the listeners because you have your opportunity. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get it on the air, and we can get it in.
There it is.
I'm in the building, man, and this is my vibe right here. I love doing this, so we can get it in all day. So, yeah, Malcolm, man, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, I'm looking at maybe a 5-11. Hopefully.
Yeah.
5-11, my G. 5-11. If we don't, if we got to win. We don't. We play Arizona, right? And then we go on our bye. We don't need to go on a bye 0-4.
You got that right. That's for sure.
Because we come back from the bye.
We've been out there for 2 weeks.
When we come back from the bye, we play the Eagles.
You don't want to think about that for 2 weeks.
Hey, Mayor, do you know it's bye week already?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. You know.
And you see, and there's a method, and there's a method to that madness too. They get all the sorry teams out the way first.
No,
they
Green Bay is on a bye first though. Green Bay is on a bye this week.
Yeah, Green Bay and who else? Carolina
and
who else?
A couple of more teams.
Okay.
I gotta go back and look because
I got a bye next week. I play Arizona this week, then I got my bye. But, I mean, again, Malcolm, to answer your question, my G, I see 5-11, and Shiano might not be around next season.
I hope not. He sticks as a coach, bro. He actually sticks to me.
Huh?
He sticks as a coach to me.
Yeah.
Coach even at Rutgers. Even at Rutgers,
I think he was a scout. He has that rah-rah mentality, man. These ain't no college dudes you talking about. These dudes is making way more money than you.
They're grown men,
my dude. So you come in with that boom boom sis boom bar mentality. You ain't got no respect like that. You ain't earned that. What
everybody can't be a part of sales.
Yeah, the best player you ever had was Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, that's it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So for anybody to right, and for anybody
hey,
to like respect you or kind of like really go with your flow is you gotta impress them first. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
What's up with your boy throwing them headsets down like that?
Oh, Schwartz, he was just happy.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. My take on that is probably different from other people, but I think Schwartz throwing down those headsets exemplified what was that? 75 years of frustration for Lions fans.
Yeah.
Well, at least 21 because they hadn't won a game in Washington in utter.
Not just my lifetime.
So they got the job done.
And the last time we beat the Redskins on the road, the Redskins were playing in Boston.
Ooh. And Earth, yeah. Wind, and Fire was only Earth. Last time you played, last time you beat them. Listen. Yeah, we rocking out tonight, my G. I'm glad you called, Malcolm. It's what it is, fam. Yeah, so we rocking out tonight, man. You got the mayor in the building. 646-200-3838 is the math. Right quick, so what do you see happening in this upcoming week, week number 4 in the NFL, right quick?
Well, like I said, Cowboys are going to be playing, what's your name? Geez, I just lost train of thought. I forgot who they're playing this week.
Who?
Cowboys.
Oh, who y'all playing this week?
I know.
You don't know who you're playing this week, man? Oh, man. Hold on one second. I got you, fam. The Cowboys are playing at San Diego.
San Diego, yep. Like I said, we'll see what it's all about. Like I said, they need to get this stuff together. That was terrible play calling 2 weeks ago. I was freaking out every time I see him in a shotgun. I can't stand it when it's first and goal on the 5 or 4 yard line. They're shotgun. He basically said, "Let me throw it."
Why yeah, but you know what, though, Malcolm?
I might be in the weakest division
Hold up, Malcolm. Hey, Malcolm.
Big factor
we was playing used to play in the parking lot, man. When they used to get close, the field would shrink.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And usually as you get closer, the closer you get, that's when your drive stalls. So you got to get in that shotgun to give yourself some room and so you can see what's going on. Because you're on that 1 yard line, they know what's coming. You take it outside, they're going to get you. You can't go up the middle. You can't go over the top. You know what I'm saying? So I understand
the thought behind it.
I know. My thing is, how about play action? Because the linebackers cheat up.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
They're running. They're scared of DeMarcus Murray going to score. So if you play a fake handoff and do a play action, the linebacker's got to freeze for a minute. When you're a shotgun, they back up 2 steps and wait for you to throw it.
That's right.
Hey,
third down, everybody knew he passing. First and second, get under the center. And that's what they did. They got under the center. And they finally got in the center, and they did their job.
Right.
So, like I said, it's a long year. You know,
like you said, hopefully everybody stay healthy, and we can get some more wins, some more W's, you know.
That's what it is.
DeMarcus Ware looking like a beast. I love DeMarcus Ware anyway.
That's what it is.
DeMarcus Ware looking like a beast, like a mother. If Jesus come around, once Rattlers come around, once Rattlers get there.
Yeah, I mean, again, I like I said before the season started, man, I see some things with the Cowboys, man.
They are in the weakest division in football.
Another thing, man. Now all of a sudden the NFC East is the weakest division in football.
You might be right.
But I remember once upon a time, and not so distant
past,
the NFC East was the truth.
Right.
But now it's all good. But you know what? All the quarterbacks in the NFC East, RG3, Tony Romo, Michael Vick, and Eli Manning. Would you want them on your team?
You know I like Eli anyway.
I wish I had one of them on my team.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that we should start Mike Glennon, that rookie dude we drafted. We should start him. Give him some burn.
Yeah, do something.
You know what I mean? Because Josh Freeman is not it, man. Josh Freeman is not it. I hate to say it, but it don't look like Josh Freeman wants it, man.
You know what? Let me offer you this right quick. I think Josh Freeman's issue is. I don't think it's a talent issue. I think Josh Freeman's issue is between his ears. I really think that. The kid is as talented a quarterback as they come.
Right.
I think it's between his ears. I really do. The head is not clicking right.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Because some of them decisions that he be making is like, wow, yo. You know what I mean? Where is Brad Johnson when you need him?
Brad Johnson? Yes.
He got us a ring, baby.
Hey, man.
Stop playing.
Oh, man.
Hey, James, everybody can't be a gunslinger. You got to have some game, man.
Where's Brad Johnson at? Stop playing. Sean King, too. Stop playing.
Give me Sean King.
But I'm saying, though, man, we wouldn't even have this conversation if Josh was halfway decent. We wouldn't even be talking about this.
Speaking of quarterbacks in between their ears, did anybody see last night when Peyton was standing in the shotgun and they was at like 10-yard line and he pointed at Charles Woodson and called out his name? He got his number. He called out his number and pointed right at him like, somebody get him.
But he said he's going to blitz.
Yeah, he's going to blitz. He's calling out the blitz.
I was like, wow.
That's the smartest quarterback I've ever seen, man. Watching Peyton Manning play quarterback is like watching Arthur Fiedler direct the Boston Pops Orchestra. Except when you get in the playoffs.
Right.
Exactly.
The Colts is gonna blitz him. The Colts in Kansas City is not gonna sit on their hands.
That's why I said, man, you can have all of that Denver talk. Denver's the best. You know, Peyton Manning is the best, and this and that, and the third. They're doing only what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to win 13 games. They're supposed to have home field advantage, just like they had last year. What happened? So don't. I'm not really sold on Denver until they do it.
The Ray Lewis effect. Is what happened last year.
It was the got burnt deep effect in double overtime.
He ain't in no more. Hey, Chris, they played the secondary coach on a dude that stepped up on the pass. The safety should have got what he
did. As long as that ball was in the air. Come on.
Too many quarterbacks, and then he's stumbling.
Ain't
too many quarterbacks that can throw 70 yards in the air like Flacco. Ain't too many. It was only probably about two or three other quarterbacks that could have made that throw.
Listen, hold it down for a second. We almost done with the show. And I gotta get everybody, man. I gotta get a last word from everybody before we get out of here. So I'm gonna do a little roll call right quick. Malcolm, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
James, you with us?
Still here.
True. T, you here?
Yep.
All right. Ziggy, you still with us, right?
Yeah.
My man. Shay, you still here?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's what. Thank you, brother. Angie, you with us? Okay, her picture must be on. Kia had to check out. All right, this is how we do it, man. We give everybody one last word, man, on the week in sports, man, before we get out of here, man, for a week. Shay, man, since it's your first time, man, we're going to let you set it off, man. Just say something right quick before we get out of here, man.
I'm going to say one thing about Peyton. When they play the Colts, and I'm not a Peyton fan, but when he play the Colts, it's going to be personal. If he threw 7 touchdowns against Baltimore, he's going to try to throw 10 against the Colts. Because with him and Jim Irsay, the way Jim Irsay did him, and I'm living in Indianapolis, the way he was doing him when he got out of here, it's going to be personal with him against the Colts. You better believe that.
Okay. All right. And, yo, my dude, that's a Sunday night game. That's October 17th in Indy. So, yeah, we're going to definitely get into that one, man. Hey, man, we appreciate you calling, my G. Make sure you hit us back, man. We here on Tuesdays, my dude, 8 to 10.
Yep.
See how it goes down, man. Thank you a lot,
you know,
man, for calling, man. We got you. Malcolm, what's good, man? What you
yes,
got to bless us before we get out of here?
Hey, I want to say, hey, everybody, have a blessed weekend. Until next week. You know, and go Cowboys, of course, as usual.
That's
so,
right.
And it's always good to be on the air talking to my man, the mayor. So, you know,
that's what it is,
it.
Man. Appreciate you, family. Appreciate you all
no
day.
Doubt.
That's what
no
it
doubt.
Is. James, man, what you going to say before we get out of here?
Oh, man, we lost 8 in a row to finish the year last year. And Sunday, we playing for first place. I don't care that it's just 4 games in. We playing for first place.
I ain't mad at you, my G. I ain't mad at you. That's
get
what
it
is.
Get it in.
Appreciate you. T, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
You know, as always, go Eagles.
Yeah. Moving right along. Moving right along. Ziggy, you got anything to say before we get out of here, my dude?
Well, with the pizza box, I feel like my team is still jinxed. Keep your fingers crossed and just hope for the best and go Lions.
That's what it is, man. Salute you, man. Listen, I didn't miss nobody, but I got everybody. Malcolm, JNC, Ziggy, Shay. Oh, I got everybody. Yo, listen, man. I have, you know, everybody called in, checked in, man. We had a good time tonight, man. I appreciate everybody that called in. My man, Shay, first time calling and all that, man. You see how it goes down, man. Looking forward to you checking in with us, man, every Tuesday, man. It goes down 8 to 10. GQ Palace Radio, after further review, man. You got the mayor in the building, Hard Body Karate, man. My man Malcolm, you know what it is, family. James, man,
no
thanks
doubt.
For calling. T, I got you. You know, we're going to be beefing on Eagles Buccaneers week. Me and T going to be beefing. me and Ziggy going to be beefing Lions Buccaneers week. So I got everybody. Shay, I already know. I got to salute my man Shay. I got to salute Shay, man, because, you know, he gave us the business. Shout out to Angie. Shout out to Kia, man, for checking in. We salute you all day. Big Rich in the building holding it down. Shout out to Miss Lorena working hard behind the board. Can we get a round of applause for Miss Lorena behind the board working hard?
Mayor. Hey, Mayor.
Thank you very much. What's up, man?
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully by the week we play y'all, y'all already jumped ship and
Man, listen, I'm about to go see the yard man and jump and tell my troubles to the yard man. I might jump ship before then, man. This Bond, I'm about to go see the yard man and tell my troubles to him. Word up. Again, man, great week, man. Shout out to Diz, shout out to Jerome, man. I'm gonna definitely check in with y'all during the week. Check the ladies out tomorrow night, man. Diva Squad, man. Miss Angie, Miss T, Miss Rachel in the building. Check them out tomorrow night. Check out the Belvins on Thursday night, man. They do the relationship thing real good on GQ Palace Radio. My man Rich does the entertainment, holding it down on Friday. You know what it is. And then Sunday, Miss Lavina gets us right with the religion and gospel show on Sunday. And Monday, you know, they do the underground music thing. You know what I mean? GQ Palace is all over the place. And then Tuesday is back in the air with the mayor. We rocking out on the sports tip. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff, man. The NBA nicknames on uniforms, we gave that basically a thumbs down, but we realized it's a money marketing scheme. Shout out to David Stern. He's going to ride it till the wheels fall off on February 14th. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. They're in there. You know what I mean? But for how long? Because they're dealing with that wild card situation. And Kia, right now I'm giving my last rights to the Yankees. I think the Yankees are officially done for 2014.
Done.
Yeah, it's a wrap for the Yankees this year. We talked a little college football. We talked NFL, man. We talked a little everything, man. Appreciate you for calling. Appreciate you more for listening, man. The lines was blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. I'm here live and direct, man. I got a host of hard hitters, man, and heavy hitters, man, that's rocking with me. So if you know your sports, come and get down. If you don't, listen in. You might learn something. If not, then, you know, rock out. We're going to play you on Facebook anyway. So you know how it is because it goes down. How you see me on Facebook is how you see me right here live and direct on Tuesday nights, man. It's the mayor in the building, man. The games that we pick Oklahoma and Notre Dame. We pick LSU and Georgia. We pick Cal and Oregon. The NFL joints we pick Miami and New Orleans. We pick the Jets and Tennessee. We pick Washington and Oakland Raiders. Malcolm threw an extra one at us. We pick Tampa Bay and Arizona. We're here, man. About to get out of here. Check us out, man, Tuesday night next week. This is the mayor. After further review every day on Facebook. GQ Palace Radio, I'm out. Peace. Let the horns go.